I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israel's military says Iran has launched missiles towards Israel as air raid sirens have blared across the country. Earlier, a senior U.S. official had warned Iran was preparing to imminently launch a ballistic missile attack against Israel and warned of severe consequences if such an attack took place. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the matter, said the U.S. is actively supporting preparations to defend Israel. Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said in a televised statement, any missile attack from Iran is likely to be large scale. He urged citizens to take shelter in safe rooms in case of an attack. A VOA news editor, Michael Lippin, was monitoring Israeli news networks as the attacks broke out.
You could hear sirens going off all over the country. The network was talking about sirens going off in the center of Israel, in the south of Israel. So it appears to be a large-scale attack targeting multiple parts of the country.
Soon after that report, a series of explosions were reportedly heard in Tel Aviv and near Jerusalem. It was not immediately known if they were interceptions or incoming missiles landing. From his account on the social media platform X, Iran's permanent mission to the United Nations seemed to confirm the attack, saying, Iran's legal, rational, and legitimate response to the terrorist attacks of the Zionist regime, which involved targeting Iranian nationals and interests and infringing upon the national sovereignty of the Islamic Republic of Iran, has been duly carried out. Should the Zionist regime dare to respond or commit further acts of malevolence, a subsequent crushing response will ensue. In a statement, the White House said President Biden and Vice President Harris are monitoring the Iranian attack against Israel. President Biden directed the U.S. to aid Israel's defense against Iranian attacks and shoot down missiles that are targeting Israel. This is VOA News. Dock workers at 36 ports on the U.S. East Coast, West Coast, and Gulf of Mexico began striking on Tuesday, halting container traffic in a stoppage that could cost the U.S. economy billions of dollars. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Dock workers walked out at facilities after a midnight deadline for a deal passed. The International Longshoremen's Association had been negotiating over pay with the United States Maritime Alliance group of employers. Now the strike could spell chaos for business, with the affected ports handling more than half of U.S. ocean trade. A widespread stoppage could upend transport and delay goods across a swath of industries. That's likely to mean higher shipping costs and ultimately higher prices for consumers. Analysts at J.P. Morgan say the daily cost to the economy could hit $5 billion. ILA leader Harold Daggett said that big ports and shipping lines like Maersk haven't done sufficient pay increases. But the Maritime Alliance says it had offered to increase wages by nearly 50%.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reporting. Many Nigerians observed the nation's Independence Day Tuesday by protesting in the streets of the capital, Abuja, and the main commercial city, Lagos, demanding better opportunities, jobs, and in some cases, even food. In a country that has some of the world's highest poverty and hunger levels, despite being a top producer of oil on the continent. In a speech earlier Tuesday to mark Nigeria's 64 years of independence, Nigerian President Bola Tinubu said his government was taking steps to attract investors to the country, but his economic reforms, which include devaluing the currency and cutting subsidies on fuel and electricity, have increased the cost of living and angered some citizens. Protester Adeyatayo Babatunde Daniel said he could not think of a better way to celebrate Independence Day in Nigeria.
I feel great being here because the truth is there's nothing worth celebrating about Nigeria. So that's why we are here, and this is our own method of celebrating Nigeria.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and his Republican counterpart, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, will meet in their only scheduled debate Tuesday in New York, Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
Donald Trump's running mate is a U.S. senator from Ohio and best-selling author of Hillbilly Elegy. Kamala Harris's VP pick is a former high school teacher and football coach who served in Congress and is currently the governor of Minnesota. A person involved with Vance's debate prep said he would try to portray Walz as a leftist masquerading as a moderate. Walz has cast Vance as out of touch and an Ivy League educated wonk. A debate expert told Reuters that the most important job for both candidates is to be an effective surrogate and proxy for their respective campaigns.
That's Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reporting. That wraps up this update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates on all the stories we're covering, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.